Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, much good lords have beneath my feet, gentle touch from that one girl, and life is sweet and good. Ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, earth beneath my feet, a gentle touch, that one girl, and life is sweet and good. There ain't no doubt I'm talking about Kentucky woman. She gets to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman, Kentucky woman.
Neil Diamond opens this hour of the Music Box with Kentucky Woman from 1967. Welcome to the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke, and you'll know who these guys are immediately.
She loves you, yeah.
Thank you. My daughter needs a new phonograph. She wore out all the needles. Besides, I broke the old one in half. I hate the Beatles. She says they have a Liverpool beat. She says they used to play there. Four nice kids from off of the street. Why didn't they stay there? What is all the screaming about? Fainting and swooning. Sounds to me like their guitars could use a little tuning. The boys are from the British Empire. The British think they're keen. If that is what the British desire, God save the Queen. No daughter of mine can push me around. In my house, I'm the master. But when the Beatles came into town, gad, what a disaster. Little girls in sneakers and jeans destroyed the territory. 'Twas like some of the gorier scenes from West Side Story. Of course my daughter had to go there. The tickets are cheap, she hollers. I was able to pick up a pair for $47. When the Beatles come on the stage, they scream and shriek and cheer them. Now I know why they're such a rage. It's impossible to hear them. Ringo is the one with the drum. The others all play with him. It shows you what a boy can become without a sense of rhythm. There's Beatle books and t-shirts and rings and one thing and another. To buy my daughter all of these things, I had to sell her brother. Back in 1776, we fought the British then, folks. Parents of America, it's time to do it again, folks. When they come back, here's how we'll begin. We'll throw them in Boston Harbor. But please, before we toss them all in, let's take them to a barber.
The Beatles released She Loves You in 1963. A bit later, song satirist Alan Sherman released Pop Hates the Beatles. Some sources indicate that the song may have been a protest of the impact of the British invasion on American artists and their music. But some of us just thought it was funny, and still do. Speaking of American artists, the Music Box continues with music from Mississippi's Paul Davis, who brought Love or Let Me Be Lonely back to the charts in 1982.
Love that you
The new beats featured the falsetto singing voice of Larry Hinley on songs like Run Baby Run, which comes from 1965. We also heard Love or Let Me Be Lonely by Paul Davis. I'm Mike Duke at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where the music box continues with a great radio song by Michael Martin Murphy. Radioland is from 1984.
I remember country evenings when the sun was going down, sitting on the front porch listening to the sound while Mama did the dishes. Daddy rolled a smoke from a can of old Prince Albert. His hands as strong as oak. And the sounds of the Grand Ole Opry came out around the hall. Roy Acuff played the fiddle and sang Wabash Cannonball. Hank Williams, I saw the light, and people everywhere sat listening in the night. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we all closed our eyes, listen to the band. Out in radio land, out in radio land, all dreamed of radio land. Then Wolfman Jack came a howling from across the Rio Grande, laying down the sounds that all the kids could understand. Mama and Daddy were sleeping, but the kids were wide awake, listening to Billy Haley rattle, roll, and shake. Old Jerry Lee banged on the keys and screamed, "Great balls of fire!" Elvis crooned, "Now don't be cruel." The girls swooned with desire. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we all closed our eyes, listen to the band. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we all dreamed of radio land. I remember summer evenings, late night rock and roll, miles and miles of highway with just my radio. I remember a night when it felt so right, a lover's moon above, and the songs that they were playing the night we fell in love. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we both closed our eyes, listened to the band. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we fell in love in radio land. Out in radio land, out in radio land, we still close our eyes, listen to the band.
Say
Someday We'll Be Together was the final number one song of 1969. While it is also considered to be the last number one song for Diana Ross and the Supremes, the other Supremes, Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong, did not sing on the record. We also heard Radioland, a seldom heard bit of country and easy listening music by Michael Martin Murphy. Here's Al Hurt to take us to the next break. Trumpet of Al Hurt brought us Java in 1964. I'm Mike Duke. The Music Box will return from my house to your radio after this concert hall intermission.